The Chicago School of Gospel, the music of Roberta Martin and Kenneth Morris. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Let's wade in the water. God's going to trouble the water.
If Thomas Andrew Dorsey is the father of gospel, the new African-American sacred music of this century, then Roberta Martin and Kenneth Morris are among his most distinguished children. By the 1930s, with the work of Dorsey, the traditional period of gospel is more or less set. Roberta Martin and Kenneth Morris represent the next generation. Beginning at the end of the 30s and continuing for more than 30 years, their work as composers and arrangers, singers and publishers, help shape what we call the Chicago School of Gospel.
What a friend we have in
the contralto voice of Roberta Martin performing her favorite hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Martin was a legend in Chicago and the national gospel music family. When she died in 1969, more than 50,000 people attended her funeral. She is important to gospel music beyond her contributions as a singer and pianist. For Roberta Martin created the Roberta Martin Singers and gave us the choral sound for classic gospel. Although I researched gospel music, when it comes to this group, it's personal. I learned my part in a gospel choir by listening to the Roberta Martin Singers. I'm an alto, and I studied the singing and parts created by Roberta Martin singer Gloria Griffin. One of the group's signature songs was a composition by Roberta Martin called God is Still on the Throne, led by Gloria Griffin.
Stars assail you.
The thing that set the Roberta Martin singers apart was the sound. You could hear them open up on that God is and the power of the chords formed by those distinct voices would just thrill your soul. It was really the sound that got to you.
Harmony and then her melody. Melody and harmony were her trademarks.
Gospel music historian and analyst Horace Clarence Boyer.
But the reason Miss Martin was so important is because Miss Martin was the greatest teacher of gospel music we've ever had. To be sure, Mr. Dorsey and Sally Martin went around teaching this music, but their concern was getting it out and over as quickly as they could. Roberta Martin took a different route. She invited young singers into her group and used the 19th century method of apprenticeship. If you wanted to learn to sing gospel, you worked with Miss Martin.
And if you couldn't be a member of the Roberta Martin Singers, you listened to their many recordings and you attended their concerts. If you were a soprano, you really tried to sing like Dolores Barrett Campbell.
My name is Dolores Barrett Campbell, and in 1944, I became a Roberta Martin singer full-time after I graduated from high school. I've always been known for an unusual range in singing. I could sing high, and then I could sing low. I had a low register. In fact, Mahalia Jackson always described me as a young girl with two voices. She said, my voice opens up like a rose. This is what she always referred to me as. And this would always excite the crowd because I was so young and I could do this without any training.
Into my
Come Into My Heart. This is a song a young James Cleveland brought to the Roberta Martin Studios, and Roberta Martin arranged and published it, then gave it to Dolores Barrett Campbell, who created this performance that unveiled the vast colors of her soprano range.
Miss Martin would always tell you, she'd give you a song to sing, then she would tell you to put it in your own way. Sing it as you feel it, and that's the way it is. And actually, that's what gospel music is about, just the feeling that you give that really makes you sell the song.
As a composer and publisher, Martin created written scores that were the bare bones of the composition. For the complete Roberta Martin score, you really had to hear through recordings or live performance the group she organized, the Roberta Martin Singers.
I am Eugene Smith, a member and manager of the world famous Roberta Martin Singers. You see, the thing about Roberta Martin Singers, you see, that was a group where each individual was a star in their own right. Everybody could stand up and sing and deliver in their own style, which was something different because most people, most groups, will have someone who does the leading and then the rest of them will just background.
An example is God Specializes, composed by Gloria Griffin, arranged by Roberta Martin, and shared as a living composition through the performance of the Roberta Martin Singers.
Trouble.
God Specializes was a major hit for the Roberta Martin Singers. Roberta Martin was born in 1907 in Arkansas. When she was 10, her family migrated to Chicago, becoming a part of the hundreds and thousands of African Americans who moved from the South to the North during this period. A serious student of music, Martin studied Western classical piano. However, being in Chicago during the late 20s and 30s and belonging to a religious family, she began to hear and be influenced by the new gospel songs. You're listening to a Sunday morning service at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Chicago in 1992. This is the same church where 60 years earlier, Thomas Andrew Dorsey organized the first gospel choir. Roberta Martin was pianist and director of the junior choir.
My name is Robert Anderson. I started at the Ebenezer Baptist Church back in 1932. I think I was about 11 or 12 years old. And I was inspired through Roberta Martin. She just had come to Ebenezer Baptist Church. And when she got there, they organized the junior choir. And we had over 300 voices there in the junior choir of Ebenezer.
The same year the choir was organized, four members came to director Roberta Martin and minister of music Theodore Fry with new songs. They were Willie Webb, James Lawrence, Narcellus McKissick, and Robert Anderson.
Yeah, they were impressed. So Miss Martin said, well, we think we can take these young boys and, train them and take them over the country and let them sing. And that's how come we became known.
This group, soon adding Eugene Smith as a member, became the Martin and Fry Singers. By 1936, they had evolved into the Roberta Martin Singers, an ensemble of male and female voices that went on the road performing their gospel songs. In the early days, these performances were a blend of concert and worship service. People were drawn to these events that opened with the Martins entering the church, baritone Narcellus McKissick in the front. He was an intense singer who set the style for the classic gospel baritone soloist. Here he sings Grace, another James Cleveland song arranged by Roberta Martin.
This morning, ooh. started me on my way. Make you love all your enemies and what is more, oh, no grace will brighten up your day.
Of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock my soul.
At the 1981 Roberta Martin Singers reunion concert held at the Smithsonian, Romance Watson, the smoothest male lead in the group, performs Roberta Martin's arrangement of Rock My Soul.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul? Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul?
Rock my soul.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock my soul
in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock my soul.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul?
The storms of life are raging high. Sometimes I laugh and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I smile and sometimes I frown. Sometimes I'm leveled down to the ground. Rock me.
Rock my soul in the bosom of
rock
Abraham.
My soul. Rock me in your bosom.
Rock my soul.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul?
The storms of life are raging high. Sometimes I laugh and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I smile and sometimes I frown. Sometimes I'm leveled down to the ground. Rock me.
Rock my soul.
Rock me in your bosom. Rock my soul.
Rock me in your bosom.
Rock my soul.
Rock me in your bosom. Oh, Lord. Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul?
And then I want you to hide me.
Hide me in my bosom.
Until the storms
hit the earth. Hold me
and then rock my soul.
Rock my soul in your bosom of Abraham.
Rock my soul
in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock my soul
in the bosom of Abraham. Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul?
The storms of life are raging high. Sometimes I laugh and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I smile and sometimes I frown. Sometimes I'm leveled down to the ground.
Rock me. Rock my soul in your bosom.
Rock my soul.
Rock me in your bosom.
Rock my soul
in the bosom of Abraham. Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul?
And then I want you to hide me.
Hide me
in your bosom.
In my bosom.
Till the storm.
Till the storm.
Yeah.
Of the night.
And I rock my soul.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
My soul.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock my
soul in the bosom of Abraham. Why don't you rock? Why don't you rock? Why don't you rock?
Oh, when I'm sick, Lord.
Why don't you rock? Why don't you rock? Why don't you rock?
Oh, when I'm tired.
Why don't you rock? Why don't you rock? Why don't you rock my soul?
Why don't you rock my soul?
You see, at that time, Miss Martin had a certain beat in her playing.
Singer Robert Anderson.
And I've always wanted to be so much like her. I wanted to be a singer like her because she was a great singer. This gospel music that you hear today, her style of playing, she actually brought gospel music where it is today.
Gospel music analyst Horace Clarence Boyer.
Burt Martin was always interested in discovering new harmonies, or we call them substitutions. So she would go. Do you notice how nothing's going on? So Bert would fill. That doesn't have anything to do with the song, but it's something rhythmic to fill in that space so she wouldn't have to do. So when we think of Roberta Martin, we think of the sound of the choral group, the mixed singers, we think of the piano style, because what she brought was a refinement, a nuance, a tremendous sense of harmony, and the most delicate playing that you could find.
Martin singers performed only songs published by the Roberta Martin Publishing Company.
Now, let me tell you how she would do this. She was a very wise woman. If she were going to sing 8 songs on her concert that night, the 8 songs that she sang would be sitting up on the piano, scores of them. So if you heard Old Ship of Zion, you said, I like that song, all you had to do after the program was to go right up and buy it. Now, I can't tell you how important that was, because here is a new music. Very few people could play by ear. Most people had to learn to read music. Now, if you could read the music, you could add a little bit to it once you knew what it was, but figuring out what it was in the first place was the problem. And choir members are death on having their own copy. So that if there are 25 people in the choir, believe me, you had to have 25 copies for every song that was sung, and it was just a marvelous business.
My name is Ralph Goodpastor. I'm the minister of music here at the First Church of Deliverance in Chicago. And of course, right here in this geographical area, there was Roberta Martin just around the corner from the church on 43rd Street. There was Mr. Dorsey on Oakwood Boulevard. The next street over at 47th Street, there was Lillian M. Bowles and Theodore Fry. So this meant that within a radius of about 6 or 8 blocks, here you had this great nucleus, and along came Kenneth Morris.
Kenneth Morris came to Chicago in 1934 to perform with his jazz band at the city's centennial celebrations, sometimes called the Chicago World's Fair. He was born in New York in 1917 and died in Chicago in 1988. Morris was trained in Western classical and jazz piano. While in Chicago on that first trip, he became very ill, and after recuperating, decided to stay. He discovered the circle of gospel music composers and singers, and as a result got a job as arranger for publisher Lillian Bowles. Morris also began to write his own gospel compositions, among the favorites, this recording by the famous Davis sisters, Jesus Steps Right In, Just When I Need Him Most.
Jesus with me.
Jesus with me.
When I
just when I
Kenneth Marr's work as an arranger for Bowles Publishing Company brought him to the attention of Reverend Clarence Cobb, pastor of the Spiritual Church, First Church of Deliverance. He invited Morris to become his minister of music. At this time, Kenneth Morris was becoming dissatisfied with his situation at Bowles. He was doing all of the work in the publication of gospel songs, but felt he was not being compensated in kind. At the same time, Sally Martin, no relation to Roberta Martin, who worked for Thomas Dorsey's publishing house, was experiencing a similar dissatisfaction. Reverend Cobb, realizing that both of these talented people were ready for a change, urged them to join forces. Minister of Music at Chicago's First Church of Deliverance, Ralph Goodpaster.
And so Reverend Cobb put he and Sally Martin into business, and thus came the Martin and Morris Music Studio, which is still famous and which is still in the 4300 block on Indiana.
As the singers came into town, it was a habit to go by Kenneth Morris's place and to find out what was new.
Horace Clarence Boyer.
So that the Ward singers, the Angelics, the Davis sisters, the Soul Stirrers, the Pilgrim Travelers would all go by Kenneth Morris's studio. They didn't go by Bert Martin's studio because Bert was going to have her group sing her songs because she was a recording artist. They didn't go to Thomas A. Dorsey because Thomas A. Dorsey didn't publish anybody's music but his. And he taught that to the choir, and people learned Dorsey's music from the choir. So Kenneth Morris really occupies a terrifically important place in that whole publishing dynasty in Chicago.
Kenneth Morris held down the publishing end of the business, while Sally Martin organized a performance group, traveled, and sold the music. She eventually opened a West Coast branch during the mid-40s. This was a rich period for Morris as a publisher, and this is also his greatest period as a songwriter.
If Dorsey could write melodies, and if Roberta Martin could write harmonies, Kenneth Morris was the person who began to deal with poetry so that while saying what the poor black person in the ghetto would say, he began to elevate it. For example, listen to this. Does Jesus care when I'm oppressed? I know my Jesus sees and cares. Does Jesus care when I'm distressed? I know my Jesus cares. Very few words, a melody that's almost predictable, introducing some upscale words that had not been part of this, the simple gospel message. That's where Kenneth Morris begins to shine.
One of the most well-known songs written by Kenneth Morris was Yes, God is Real, here performed by Mahalia Jackson.
There are some things I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure one thing
that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Just like pure gold, love. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Just like pure gold, oh yes, yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Mahalia Jackson performing Kenneth Morris' 1944 composition, Yes, God is Real. When it was time for First Church of Deliverance to get a new organ, Kenneth Morris persuaded Reverend Cobb to buy the electric Hammond organ. This was a new instrument, not widely used, and it had never before been associated with sacred music. Bringing the Hammond organ into the church was an innovation that changed gospel accompaniment.
And the beautiful thing about the Hammond organ, it's very expressive, and you can change your sound, you know, as you go along. You can do a lot of different things with that organ.
The love for the Hammond is also shared by virtuoso organist Billy Preston.
It has a great effect for a note, you know. If you hit a note and it sustains, and then you switch the vibrato on and it swirls, and it gives a nice feeling to it. It's a soulful instrument.
In 1992, Ron Barrett and the First Church of Deliverance Choir performed Kenneth Morris' composition, King Jesus Will Roll All Burdens Away.
Happy and gay. will roll all of my birds away. Sometimes I feel so sad. Why does my heart feel glad? Why does my soul feel so happy? I'm happy and gay. Yeah. Oh, when all of my others may fall, yet I'm not worried. Child, I don't fret at all.
Ron Barrett's powerful lead of Kenneth Morris' gospel song, King Jesus Will Roll All Burdens Away, with the First Church of Deliverance Choir of Chicago. Gospel music analyst Horace Clarence Boyer analyzes another Morris composition.
Eyes Hath Not Seen, written in 1946, was Kenneth Morris's favorite song, and I think it was his favorite song because he was anxious to sort of move a step above the simplicity of what had been so popular in gospel music. And this poem, for example, when folk around you prosper, even though they in the wrong. And incidentally, the chords that I played were chords written by him. This chord, when folk around you prosper. Otherwise, people would have written, when folks around you prosper. And he goes, when folk around you prosper. That has to lead here. Even though they're in the wrong, why should I feel discouraged? Why should I feel alone? Now, that listen to that. When folk around you prosper, even though they're in the wrong, why should you feel discouraged? Why should you feel alone? You don't have to worry. Just the second part. You don't have to worry. Just remain steadfast and true. And here's the punch. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for you. Not only are there more lines in the poem, here we are dealing with an elevated kind of poetry which doesn't get in the way of its singability.
Kenneth Morris marked his success as a songwriter and publisher with the introduction of his arrangement of a song at the 1944 National Baptist Convention performed by his group, the Martin and Morris Singers. He had learned the song after he heard it performed by a choir in Kansas City, directed by William R. Hurst. The song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Great
just a closer walk with thee.
It, Jesus,
just a closer walk with
if
thee.
Just
a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Day.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Let it be, dear
Lord,
let it be.
Hallelujah, Lord, I am weak, but thou art strong.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Jesus keeps me.
Just a Closer Walk with Thee, performed by Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Just a Closer Walk with Thee, it is known by more people because it has been done by every jazz band in the world. Like when the saints go marching in, it operates in the secular world and operates in the sacred world. It can work quite well as a jazz tune, which is exactly what they did with it.
But Just a Closer Walk with Thee is primarily known as a gospel song.
Hallelujah, Lordy, just to close the walk with thee.
God, lead Jesus to walk with thee.
In 1987, 1 year before his death, I asked Kenneth Morris why he had turned to gospel music and why he had stayed with it. He made the following statement. Gospel music has been fulfilling for me as a musician, a composer, an arranger, and a Christian. I enjoy it. I have been successful with it as a business. I am a Christian, and this music in all its connotations fulfills something I had been yearning for all the time and didn't know it. It satisfies my soul. The Chicago School of Gospel, the music of Roberta Martin and Kenneth Morris. This program is a part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams. The technical director is Renee Pringle with additional engineering by Flan Williams and Charles Thompson. Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, and Dakia Simmons. We extend our special thanks to Anthony Halbert, Ray Funk, the Smithsonian National Museum of American History, and NPR member station WGBH. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley, and I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.